Who is the best wide receiver in all the National Football League? ESPN's Stephen A. Smith recently weighed in.
I'm going to roll with Tyreek Hill. The brother that's the fastest receiver in football, that runs 23 miles an hour, that dude. You know, that electrifying dude that mimics Damian Lillard and waves goodbye to you when he's blowing past you. Who can take a five-yard pass and just take it to the house. That dude who the Justin Jeffersons, the Devontae Adams of the world, you know, whether it's DeAndre Hopkins when he's on his game, it's a multitude of people, mad respect and love for them. You know they're big time, they're elite, they can make big things happen. But Tyreek Hill scares the living hell out of you. I mean, when you are, you could sit up there, you could see defenders and, all right, it's a Justin Jefferson, anybody else. I want to go at them one-on-one. I want to see if I can guard them. I want to see if I can defend against them. Let's see it. You don't see anybody asking for that smoke against Tyreek Hill. They looking at the defensive coordinators. They looking at their secondary coach. They're like, what help you going to give me? What help you going to give me? I can't stay with this dude. That is the kind of impact Tyreek Hill has. And when I look at Tyreek Hill on a football field, it is fright night. It is fright night for defenders. They want no parts of that brother. That is my guy. That is the guy I believe is the best in the world right now.
Can't argue that. At least, I don't think you can. Nobody wants that smoke.
I love my guy, Stephen A. He's very knowledgeable in things. I would say football is not one of them.
Oh!
Saying Tyreek is great, but what he was saying is not the reason why. Tyreek is great because, yes, he's fast, but he's also worked and has improved in being a good, good receiver who can catch the ball with his hands. That was a knock on him before, but now he has good hands. And with his speed, like the man said, he only knew three or four plays from the playbook last year.
And this year he knows more.
But I would take Devontae.
You take Devontae?
Yeah, I would take Devontae.
I'll ride with Tyreek, man.
Tyreek is definitely, to me, Tyreek's top three, top four receiver, but I would take Devontae.
Tyreek Hill, fast as all get up, runs great routes, got good hands, hustles. That's one thing. He doesn't just rest on his laurels and just rely on his athletic ability. He's out there hustling, making plays, finishing plays. I'll take Tyreek Hill. I mean, I'm not knocking Devontae Adams. I think he's great. Loved him with the Raiders. But, man, Tyreek Hill just brings so much to the team.
I mean, you're not going to go wrong either way. I mean, both players played with legendary quarterbacks, and then they both played with above-average quarterbacks. One guy, I think, is moving upward while the other one is moving downward. But even with that, Devontae put up crazy numbers with Derek Carr, and Derek Carr missed the last two games of the season. They told him, he was like, nah, I'm out. I'm going home. And so he had to play with Jared Stidham. And Tyreek played with Patty, and then now he's playing
with
Tua.
He played with Skylar Thompson.
And he played with Skylar Thompson and Teddy Two Gloves. So, yeah, it doesn't matter. Get them the ball, and they're going to make things happen.
They will.
It's a preference. I would slightly choose Devontae over Tyreek, but you're not going to go wrong either way. I think the top three receivers in the league are Justin Jefferson, Devontae Adams, and Tyreek Hill.
All right, maybe you're not sold 100%, Vlad. Well, Stephen A. Smith, he continued on, maybe this will sell you on Tyreek Hill being WR1.
Tyreek Hill, prior to last season, had back-to-back 1,200-plus yard seasons with Patrick Mahomes throwing him the football.
Mm-hmm.
He departs from Kansas City. He goes to Miami. He tells us Tua Tagovailoa got the kind of accuracy that could rival Patrick Mahomes. I thought he should have been drug tested. I said, something wrong with you. And then I said, you clearly hating on Patrick Mahomes. You mad you didn't get your money from Kansas City. All this stuff. I was presumptive with my comments. This brother proceeds to go out on the football field playing 13 games, because he played all 17 games, playing 13 games with Tua. Playing two games with Teddy Bridgewater. Playing another two games with Skylar Thompson, including a playoff game. The brother had 1,710 yards, averaging 14.4 yards a catch. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't know many receivers that can do that, okay? It don't matter. He basically tell you, it don't matter who throwing me the football. All right, fine. You can't get it downfield. Just dip and dunk it. Give me this 5-yard pass right here. I'll take it to the house. That's who the hell Tyreek Hill is. Tyreek Hill, to me, is the most electrifying receiver in football. He cannot be defended one-on-one. He is scary, okay? And I think he creates fear in the opposition.
This scary and best are two totally different things.
He is scary, though. You have to.
Yeah, he might be the scariest offensive weapon out there. I would say that that's a definite, because you're not going to match the speed.
No.
But to me, listen, man. I got you, Stephen A. I know why you are. Because it's Miami. Stephen A would love to be in the postseason in Miami. That's why he's loving Miami like that.
Okay.
There's a little bit of
bias and favoritism.
Not even, I don't want to say bias. I don't want to say it's a troll. It's a positive troll. But if he's going at it because he said those things last year about Tua, and now he's kind of like moonwalking, you know, he's like a cornerback right now, backstepping, you know, okay, cool. But to say that, you know, he's totally better than Justin Jefferson or Devontae Adams, the real football, like the Dan Orlovsky's, other people like that, they might differ. So that's why I slightly edge Devontae.
And that's why I'm going to say this right now. It is not a question for me if Tyreek Hill will get 2,000 yards receiving this year. I think it's a done deal. I think it's going to happen. But I also think in this very same year, Justin Jefferson will also catch 2,000 yards worth of yards. I think you're going to have the first two.
I think you're going to have three.
You think Devontae's got it?
I think Devontae's got it.
Wow. So with Jimmy G, he's going to have...
Not if it's Jimmy G, Jarrett Stidham, you know, Jason Statham. It doesn't matter. Just give him... Devontae's that dude.
So you
Justin Jefferson is that dude.
Three.
Here's the reason why Tyreek... But here's the other reason why.
Three.
And this is why... Okay, you know what? You might have swayed me.
Okay.
You might have swayed me.
How did I sway you?
You might have swayed me without even you saying anything.
I've said a lot.
No, but you didn't say it. The reason why I'll give Tyreek doing what he's doing is because these other guys don't have a stud opposite them.
Right.
There's no stud in, like, you know, in Vegas. There's no, you know, what's his name? Hunter Renfrow is not scaring me. Jalen Waddle does.
Oh, yeah. Jalen Waddle,
you know,
speedster.
In Minnesota, they don't have anybody else. So, yeah, they sent Adam Thielen's ass.
Yeah, Adam Thielen's
right.
Gone, man.
So the fact that you're getting those amount of yards when you got another guy opposite you who can get those same amount of, I mean, who's pretty productive himself.
Right. These other guys are just showcased. They don't have that other stud.
Well,
on the other side.
Both of them are number one. All three of them are number ones, but they don't. Those other two don't have a number two who can get those yards too. So getting Tyreek to do what he does when he's got his share, it's going to be, you know, it is impressive. But I think this season, and I don't think, you know what, I don't think he's going to get the 2,000 now, Dan, because he's got to share it with those guys. There's a lot of weapons Miami have.
The only reason I think he wouldn't get the 2,000 yards is if Miami has an unbelievably great season. And like I said, in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, man, I'm sorry,
just
man.
Run the ball.
Yes, Waddle is a stud.
Just
yes.
Run the ball.
No, well, and that's the key this season. That's the reason why, now when you were talking about the 2,000 yards, I was like, yeah, we can get three, but... Once I take a look at it, Josh Jacobs is in Vegas right now.
That's true.
Dalvin Cook is a free agent. Miami has an offense with unbelievable weapons and speed throughout the team, right? And Coach McDaniel said in this season he really wants to establish the running game. That's what he is known for. That's what he wants to do.
With that being said,
1,700 yards for Tyreek.
17?
Yeah.
I'll say it, 2,000.
1,700 yards for Tyreek and 1,400 yards for Waddle.
I say 2,000.
Tua stays healthy, he's getting 5,000 yards.
Yes, indeed. So I say 2,000 for Tyreek Hill, say 1,300 for Waddle. Everybody else kind of spread it around. Also, Justin Jefferson gets that 2,000. Not to steal any thunder from Tyreek Hill. It's just got to give both of them their flowers. Believe that they are both going to get it done this year. I don't know. I'm still, if you have a choice between the top three, you're good.
But I'm giving, you know what, but I said I was slightly edging Devontae. I got to, now it's tied. No, because what Tyreek's doing, he's doing it against a guy who's you know, across from who's really, who was going to be the team's number one if they didn't make that trade.
For sure.
Like, Waddle proved that he was that guy. So, therefore, yeah, I'm giving Tyreek and Devontae over to Todd. They're tied for the top receivers in the league. They're 1A, 1B.
So by the end of the show, you're going to have Tyreek Hill, man. We're starting to already win you over a little bit as the segment went on, much less the show. So Tyreek Hill, WR number one.